It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Mwahaha! Is I, Bunula, the bunny vampire. Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede Podcast. Mwahaha! In our last episode, our gentle heroes, Scorpions and Junior and Doctor of Kitties, were mwahaha! Kidnapped by the hosts of the last podcast on the left. Mwahaha! I want to suck your dick and poo. Wah! Welcome, our live studio audience. I don't think I forgot about you. Mwahaha! So now, Henry Zebrowski and mwahaha, Ben Kissel and Marcus Parks have driven Scorpion Sin Jr. and Doctor of Kitties to the Massachusetts Pine Barrens in order to put a hit on them. And they walked through the barrens, and there they were. Mwahaha!
Yo! Why do you assholes have to kill us, yo? Why are you so jealous, yo?
Because, said Henry Zebrowski,
we don't want you to be the most popular podcast. The last podcast on the left is the darkest and edgiest podcast, and we want it to remain that way.
Yo, but you haven't even been funny in like 3 years, yo.
I know. Ever since Trump won, I became a fat, whiny douchebag. I used to be funny and talented. Now I just talk about drinking and being depressed like a fucking pussy piece of shit motherfucker.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Henry, said Ben Kissel. You're still really talented, even though you're a whiny pussy piece of shit who isn't funny anymore. It doesn't mean you're not talented. I mean, a lot of people became depressed, boring pieces of shit just because Trump won the election 2 years ago. I mean, you know, that's what happens. People are pussies, I guess, and pieces of shit, and they can't deal with stuff.
Yeah, said Marcus Parks. I mean, come on, Henry, we're still the most popular podcast ever. I mean, we're still riding off our goodwill from when we actually were a good podcast, and, like, our fans are like cult members, and they don't question anything we do. They'll still listen to us, even though we do this low-effort shit. You know what I'm saying?
I guess you're right, guys, but I still think we should murder Scorpions and Junior and Doctor of Kitties.
Meow, meow, meow. Fuck you, you assholes. It's not fair. We barely got to enjoy our fame. Meow, 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 meow.
Yo, I thought you didn't even like fame, yo.
And then it was I, Bunula, your vampire bunny host, who decided to step in like the god in the machine, mwahaha, and change things. And there I was in the woods. Mwahaha! I am Bunula, the vampire bunny. You will not be murdering Doctor of Kitties and Scorpions and Junior today. Mwahaha! And then I launched my bunny cape and flew, and I landed on Ben Kissel's dick and sucked the blood. Mwahaha! Until Ben Kissel died. Mwah! And he was like, oh, my dick broke. Oh, I'm dead. And then I bit Marcus Parks' dick. Mwah! And sucked it.
Hey, my Marcus Parks' dick blood is draining. I'm dead now, too.
And then there was only fat, disgusting Henry Zebrowski left.
You can't suck my dick blood, because I don't have a dick. All I have is a little stump.
I don't care. Mwahaha. I'll find some way to kill you. I will suck the blood from your neck veins then. Mwahaha.
Wait, please don't. I just got married. Okay, please. I want to keep my life. I'm so sorry I kidnapped you guys. I can help you.
Mwahaha. How can you help?
My penis stub is a time portal. Do you have any loved ones you'd like to visit? You can do it! You can see them when they were still alive by traveling through my time portal PP stub!
Mwahaha! I've never loved anyone! I am Bunyula, the bunny vampire! I don't need to use your PP stub time portal!
Meow meow meow, neither do I! The only person I loved is my lover! Scorpions and Junior! My Sally!
Yo, fuck you, yo! I don't love you! Yo, but I do want to go back in time. I want to see my mother again. I miss her, yo. My mom's Scorpions and...
Okay!
And then, Henry Zabrowski pulled down his pants and his underwears. And there was his little pee-pee nub, where his pee-pee used to be, and now it was just a healed-up little nub of flesh, and it had a portal in it of swirling things. Mwahaha! And when you looked at it, you could see all of time. You could see New York during the Great Depression, mwahaha! And San Diego during the Great Fire of 67, mwahaha! And the Occupy Wall Street movement, and Zuccotti Park, where that girl was raped in a tent, mwahaha! And surrounding the dick nub were three stone things that looked like Stonehenge, mwahaha!
We are the Guardians of Forever! You may remember us from that Star Trek episode, The City on the Edge of Forever. Do you wish to travel back into time?
Yeah. I want to see my mom's. Can you take me back to the first episode of The Pussy Centipede? When my mom's was still alive, yeah?
Yes, we can. But we must warn you. If you tamper with the time stream, the future may be wiped from existence. This world you know now may never exist.
Meow meow meow, no! I don't want to be wiped from existence! Meow 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 meow!
Fuck you, yo! I want to see my mom's, yo!
Mwahaha! And then Scorpionson Jr. jumped into Henry Zabrowski's penis nub, and he disappeared into the streams of time, which flowed, mwahaha, like the ocean waves, mwahaha,
yo, hey, yo, it's me, Kid Clit. I know I was killed by Bunyula, but now we're back in time, man, to the first episode, man, and I'm back, because I'm still alive now. Welcome to Back in Time, to the first episode of the Pussy Centipede podcast, before it was recorded in cassette, yeah. And brah, so now we're gonna have to switch to something else, man. And I'm turning the cassette off now. Welcome to the past. I'm Kid Clit.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. The pussy, meow, 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 meow.
The Pussy Centipede, Chapter 1. There was an evil puppy doctor who lived in the Italian countryside. His name was Doctor of Puppies. He hated kitties and he hated life. And all he dreamed of was using his medical skills to do the craziest, most anti-kittiest thing ever. Then one day, he watched a series of films called Human Centipede, which was three different films about crazy scientist doctors who create a human centipede through surgery by attaching people from their buttholes to their mouth holes. As the doctor of puppies watched it, he said, "A human centipede? That's gay, oof, arf, arf. Nobody cares about that. But a kitty centipede. A kitty centipede would be the craziest, most fucked up thing the world had ever seen. I would be the greatest puppy doctor ever if I was able to attach 17 kitties, butthole to mouthhole, so that they would have to poop cat food into each other's stupid fur-faced, whiskered kitty mouths." So, as the Doctor of Puppies retired to his library in the basement of his castle in Italy to study medical journals and prepare for the surgery, another thing was going on across town, on the Italian seacoast. A cruise liner pulled up to the coast, and off stepped Thomas Mialy, a feline grifter from New York City who'd managed to con a rich father to fund his trip to Italy in order to convince his kitty son, Dickie Mialyf, to return to America and take over his kitty father's kitty shipping company. As Thomas Mialy stepped off the boat, he was like, "Ha ha ha, I'm the evilest kitty and the sneakiest kitty in the world. Wait till Italy gets a load of me. There's nobody in Italy who's as evil as me. I'm gonna make so much trouble. It's gonna be fucked up. Meow, meow, meow." That concludes The Kitty Centipede Chapter 1 by Pussy Tantrum. Tune in next time to hear the Pussy Centipede. Take care, friend.
Hi, it's me, Kid Clit. We're not recording on cassette now because that was a future thing that Bunnyla was doing, man. Well, don't do that. I record on a Google Pixel phone, man. Anyway, so you just heard the first episode ever of the Pussy Centipede, man. Because that's where Scorpionson Jr. wanted to land, man. But now he was here, and he was interrupting it and shit, man. So let's go ahead, man. Yo! What's up, yo? You're Doctor of Puppies, yo?
Yes, I'm Doctor of Puppies. What do you want? You look just like my best friend, Scorpionson. Except more street or ghetto.
Yeah, yo. Scorpion's my mom's, yo. Scorpionson. She's my mom's, yo.
Your mom's? What? Scorpionson only has baby Scorpionson.
Yeah, I know, yo. I'm from the future, yo.
The future? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm the grown adult version of Scorpionson's son. I'm Scorpionson Jr., yo.
Why do you speak in a ghetto accent? Scorpionson is a very refined scorpion.
Yeah, yo, well, to tell the truth, y'all was murdered and shit. You and my mom's. You were betrayed by a guy named Bobby Trendy, the person who did custom furniture for Anna Nicole Smith, yo, and he used a glue gun and shit. He took over your Pussy Centipede project, and he murdered you and shit, and murdered my mom's. I was raised without a mom's on the ghetto streets, yo. I had to join a gang and shit. Now I'm back. I'm back to fix things and see my mom's again.
What? Who's Bobby Trendy? No one else even knows about this Pussy Centipede project.
I know, yo. I'm from the future, yo.
I'm going to call Scorpionson. She needs to meet you. We need to figure this out. In medical school, we learned the theory of time travel, but I was always quite skeptical of it.
Yo, don't be skeptical, yo. I'm here, and I want to see my mom's again. Fucking yo, man. I had the most fucked up life. I was in jail and had sex with a doctor of kitties and shit, yo.
Kitty? Doctor of kitties? I've heard of him. He was once considered the most brilliant surgeon in the universe, but a kitty could never outdo a puppy.
Well, actually, yo, Bobby Trendy killed you and then told Doctor of Kitties about your project and shit, I think. And he actually did make a centipede creature.
He made a pussy centipede out of kitties? Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah, yo. He actually made it out of puppies and shit, yo.
Puppies? I'm going to find this Doctor of Kitties, and I'm going to sue him for plagiarism, and then I'm going to cut his butt off and sew him and make him into a butt kitty centipede.
Whatever, yo. I don't really give a fuck. Can you call my mom's? Alright, man. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Pussy Centipede, man. I'm glad to be back, man. Back in time. This is Kid Clit. Stay tuned for next time. For episode 2 of the Pussy Centipede, really, because this is episode 1, right, man? Like 1.1 or 1.2, man? This shit's far out, man. The universe is all twisted, man, with time travel and shit, man. Like, I don't know what's up and what's down, what's left and what's right, man. It's just like a topsy-turvy world, man. Oh, whoa!